computer's recording?
Yes.
All right, sound of speed. Let's get into it.
Okay. All right, well, I think you had some plans. By the way, how long are we going tonight?
We can still do a half hour unless...
I think that still works for me. I'm just making sure since I know we're kind of getting a late start.
Yeah, it's fine. Mom said I could do it with you as long as I was doing the dishes, more or less.
Okay.
Anyway, so... I call one of the other civilians to the stand.
Well... What kind of questions do you have? That might dictate who it is.
Sure. Well, I felt like we were gonna, like, question, like, 8 civilians and then question 8 guards.
8 more? Is that what you mean?
No. Just eight for each one. Eight for the garrison and 8 for the charming civilians.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well... how about Lawrence, who is a hunter?
Lawrence. All right, Lawrence. How did Roderick's decree affect your profession as a hunter?
His decree was a bit ambiguous, he starts. And what do you mean by that? He gave leave of certain hunting in certain areas, but it appeared that at the slightest provocation, those rules could be shifted about to his own self-interest. Would you care to elaborate? I'm elaborating by the fact that there were certain animals that were set off limits, and at other times they were not. It only depended, I suppose, if they were in season. Roderick enjoyed hunting, he enjoyed the sport of it, but he didn't appreciate the work that it was afterwards. For those of us who used it as our profession. And he allowed certain hunting in certain areas, but those were where the animals hid in their most desperate attempts to hide from the king's hunting grounds. In other words, the best hunting spots he reserved for himself. Not surprised. But, for those of us who desired more than simply skins to hang on the wall, those of us who were trying to feed others and clothe them, it was a bit difficult to reach... To get into those areas where one could find those animals. And how long did this go on for? This went on for many years, nearly as long as I can remember. And did you feel that Roderick would take advantage of this hunting?
He took advantage of it, but only for sport. He didn't really appreciate the value of what these animal skins could do for others. To him, they were all trophies. Hunting them down was for fun.
Well, I guess, do you have any other questions, Prosecutor?
Well, did you have any run-ins with law enforcement regarding taxes or certain regulations surrounding your hunting?
Oh, yes, I had many encounters with the law enforcement. They told me to get off many times. I was fined once or twice. It got ugly once, but I managed to pay my way out of it.
I'd imagine, barely.
Yes, it was close. I tried the best I could to circumvent. Had some success, but for the most part, they were annoyingly vigilant.
Yeah. Let's see if there's anything about that among these papers.
That would be very helpful.
And with this, we pull up a whole pile of papers, and we look through, and as it turns out, Lawrence happens to be among them.
Uh-oh. Yes, there was a fine. And Beaver pulls it out. Looks like it was recorded to be about for 50 gold pieces. That's right. What did you do? How many animals did you kill? None. I merely was there. I was there for 3 hours. And eventually I was spotted. Now granted, it was my third warning. And so I got heavily fined for it. Well, I think this proves Lawrence's statements.
Indeed. Do you have anything else, Lawrence?
I hope that the new king is a little more sharing with the game. But I've had my hopes dashed before when Roderick came into power. Certainly disappointed us all. At least I was disappointed.
Rest assured. The new king will be treated even better by the new king. We know him personally.
I'm pleased to hear that. Time will tell your story, but I thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak my mind.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely, Lawrence. In fact, speaking of person, thank you, Lawrence. You may step down.
Thank you, sir.
Where is Bertram, anyway? Has he come back with that document yet?
I ain't seen him, now. It's a big castle, right. I suppose.
Alright. Alright, guys. I guess we've interrogated everybody already.
Seems like it.
Well, I guess, not everybody, but I guess if the rest are interesting. I guess if they are interesting. Oh yeah. Now that I think about those two guards. As far as when you were telling them, saying unless they remember otherwise, I don't think they asked is because they were incapable of verification. Okay, maybe one of them. I guess it's more as they had a feeling like some other people may take to the stand and object.
Sorry, what are you referring to?
I'm referring to the tax collector and the lawmaker. I don't think they were completely unassured. I think they were confident in their information, but had a feeling others may remember differently.
Interesting.
Taking to the stand and testifying against them.
Yes. Well, I guess what? We need to look through those tax documents as far as, their story?
We could do that. Let's look through some of the tax documents.
So, upon closer review, it seems that what they have found is that there's a variance of the taxation. Some of the fines were pretty stiff, pretty heavy. And, of course, the punishment didn't stop with simply the fines. Come to discover that many a family were forced to leave, or fields were taken from them. And it's no surprise that... Yes.
Sorry, please go on. And it's no surprise that what?
It's no surprise that a lot of the numbers are not adding up properly. And upon closer inspection at the paperwork, it
seems that the captain of the guard has, yes, been enjoying skimming off the top, as they say. That some of the extra money from the taxes, easy enough to hide, has been going to his personal account, together with one other accomplice, another soldier in the garrison, who was familiar with these dealings, and made sure that all signs of them were hidden. And it's right so, there in the paperworks.
So I guess, like, it was true that he never really tended to his men after all.
Not entirely. Well, let's just say, while he might not have been aggressive in causing trouble for his men...
Well, of course not. It'd be too obvious.
Yes. He certainly made sure they were comfortable, for they were the ones who were enforcing the law, quote-unquote, as it were. But definitely yeah. not the people. Those were not important to him.
So I see. Before I continue, I have a question for you, Captain of the Guard.
I warn you, I am not sworn in. I am not bound to answer your question. But if you wish, help yourself.
You don't need to step to the stand. I merely ask you, what were you spending some of the money that you kept for yourself on?
If I answer that question, you have phrased it in such a way as to... that any answer that I give is therefore an acknowledgement, somehow, that money I was saving for myself, and I resent that statement. Very well, then. I believe Francis is curious about your own financial records. This is beyond my client's realm. This is about King Roderick, this is not. I do not see why you have to be enforcing yourself into my own personal affairs.
King Roderick's had his issues. But I don't think he's ever been this deceptive.
Really?
Whatever problems he's had with the men, he's made it the most obvious. On the other hand, I'm not quite so sure. Tell me, would you have spent that money to rise to power in lieu of Roderick and Bertram?
He throws his head back in laughter. In lieu of Roderick and Bertram?
Well, you know, like, perhaps gently move them aside from the throne so you could sit in it yourself, maybe without a crown on your head. I mean, bloody heck, you'd have the money. You'd have more than enough money for it.
Would I indeed? You seem to say that with such certainty, and yet you haven't looked at my accounts, have you? If you wish, you certainly may. In regards to, and you see that Roderick is looking over towards the captain of the guard in a very suspicious look, which alarms the captain of the guard in a certain extent. Do not pay heed to these rumors, these gossips. They are simply trying to form a case that is not there, since you have been coming up. Their accusations for you have not been panning out as they wished.
If we were really just trying to form a case on rumor and hearsay, we wouldn't be asking for evidence to verify such claims.
I do.
And as it turns out, as you can see, you've been enjoying yourself through the extra bit of cash that you've skimmed off of the common taxpayer. In fact, almost to the point of just voting them off their lands.
You
may have been under Roderick's orders, but he may have taken some joy in it.
Well, there's no documents to substantiate that claim, young man.
Let's check. Gaspian?
Francis.
Shall we look through the rest?
Yes. Well?
Let's see. Mention narrate. So we look at the Captain of the Guard's documents. To his utter horror.
He is protesting greatly. Your Honor! This court case has shifted its focus. When I was hired here, it was to defend Roderick, and now here I am. Who is to defend myself? Well, unfortunately...
You've done this to yourself.
Have I? What have I done? I have been defending my client at your behest and your request.
Look at the evidence. It speaks against you. A great deal of it, as a matter of fact.
You are slandering the evidence in against me, since you have nothing to pin on Roderick, and I dare say that speaks well for my defendancy of him.
I suppose there's a bit of truth in that, but the reason we've been softer on Roderick is that he's been kind of paying more attention to the effects to the effects of the manner of his kingship.
Well,
That's why I've gone easier on it. Yes, it was originally to prosecute Roderick, to prosecute the defendant. But now I find myself prosecuting his attorney instead. So it's kind of interesting if you think about it.
Interesting is not the word I would choose. You are violating the rules of the law. Of objection, Edmund breaks in. Would you please, we are following the trail of evidence from the words of the peasants through the actions of those of Harold, who went to give you the letter, and that soldier, he testified as well your behaviour. I was following the rules of the king. The king never said to return letters unopened to the peasants, had he? It is in the loose order of... Oh, come on. You're making this far more... legalese extra words that make no impact whatsoever on the facts of the case, that the facts of the case is that you are not rest until someone is jailed to appease your conscience for invading a country. Now hold a minute. You see, to everyone's surprise, it's Roderick who stands up. My lords, I request that I come to the bar.
You most certainly may, Roderick. Go ahead. Prosecution has no objection.
Indeed.
Sorry, excuse my formality for a second. Do you promise to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you asshole?
Yes. I absolutely do.
Alright then. Please speak.
Roderick sits himself down. My attorney wishes to convey the fact that he merely was acting in my best interests, in your interests that you laid down.
Silence.
And apparently that I was somehow completely aware of the activities and actions going on in my kingdom. Would you say that you were? I merely wanted to clarify and get down to, he shrugs, the purpose of all of this. Easing your burdens and, well, might as well get to the end of it here. I have been selfish. I have been aware that my rule was fragile. I manipulated orders to acquire as much wealth as reasonably possible. I grew up, was raised, with the understanding that the kingdom,
primarily, belonged to the king. So, in order to effect that, well, I made sure that my needs and my wants were satisfied. Now, in regards to this left and right stealing from the peasants, I admit to my shame I was less aware than the... Well, I admit I was not as aware as the captain would have me sound as I was, and unfortunately that is also to my detriment. I was not as aware as I should have been, or would have been, to enable me to stand guilty or innocent. I merely left it in his hands. So whilst there were, he puts his hand up, there were occasions when incidents and issues were brought to my attention, I reacted with impatience, and I soundly disapproved of the complaints that I felt were coming in consistently. Moreover, he leans back thinking, moreover, yes, my brother annoyed me. He kept returning to the need for Charm to change. And he shrugs. I felt that it was all right. I felt that if there was any serious need, there would be an uprising. I didn't expect the uprising to come from outside the kingdom. But please believe me that my negligence, I think, accounts for more than what the captain would have me sound like. I am possibly not sorry as I should be, but I am aware that I've acted in ways I was... Well, here in this courtroom, I've been aware of things I had not heard before from other people, others in this kingdom, and even things I was not aware of from my own men. I do not think I would have been as hard-hearted as they would paint me to be. And I think Bertram, if Bertram had seen, Bertram could see more than I could. I understand that now. Anyway, I do not wish for this to seem as some sort of final confession or something. I merely wanted to clarify before that man, points to the captain of the guard, kept ringing you around in circles in some sort of worthless carousel. I merely wanted to state that, yes, some of his statements were true, but he acted many occasions outside of my orders, and I see that now. I was not aware of that, obviously, because they were not within the boundaries of my orders. And most of the inner dealings of my kingdom were kept out of my sight. Anyway, that's all I wished to say. I thank you for letting me speak.
But of course, Roderick. And I'm glad, and I'm more than glad that this trial has enlightened you on a lot of details.
Roderick nods. A little too late, I'm afraid, but I agree. Thank you.
It's fine. Hey, well, you know, better late than never. You may step down. Excuse me for one moment. I'm going to say go up to Peter. You know, Peter, I've been thinking, Your Honor, Roderick's been very cooperative lately.
Yes.
I thought if it was alright, maybe we could, shorten his sentence to, 5 years in prison with, therapy from a dole and some community service.
I shall speak to the other kings and queens, but I think I'm very inclined to that myself, Francis. He It's not giving us exactly the trouble that I anticipated, to be perfectly honest.
I mean, it gave us a bit of trouble before, but, well, in light of what we've seen at the Capitol Guard, and what he's seen of him, too, he's coming around a lot. Way more than I thought he would.
I definitely agree. Yes, I think I'm very inclined to shorten his sentence. What was it again you said?
Just 5 years in prison with therapy from a doll and community service to go with it.
I think I'm very inclined to that, yes. Yes, well, if there's no other evidence that speaks against him, I think you can anticipate that it'll probably be his sentence.
All right. Been speaking, Medulla. I call Medulla to the stand.
Very well. So Medulla comes to the stand.
All right. Now, with the rest of the trial playing out as it has, what do you personally have to say about Roderick, the captain of the guard, and of course Bertram? I mean, just all in general.
And Medulla blinks. Well, and she catches a glance from Roderick, who looks at her and is somewhat embarrassed at anticipating her, quote, opinion of him. And Medulla catches this look. Well, who do you wish me to first give my opinion of?
I would say, as the trial was originally on Roderick, I would say go with him first, and then most certainly the captain of the guard.
Very well. My opinion of Roderick.
Take as long as you want.
Well, I'd say my opinion of Roderick has changed. And Roderick glances nervously. Well, not really nervous. He's more curious and a little intrigued. I believe that Roderick has been very aware of his own desires. And whilst that is not entirely a bad thing, when it is to the extent that it obscures the awareness of others, the needs of others, as well as their desires, but not to mention just their needs, I think in that case, that is where a lot of his fault was. It was very fearful and focused on pleasing himself. I had said that my opinion of him has changed due to the fact that I see that I don't think that that attitude is quite as stark as I had seen in him before. I think that Roderick, this might come as a surprise, I think that Roderick does have the makings of a good king inside of him. I think he has qualities of steadfastness, of a certain strength. He's very capable. And I think that if one can acquire his fidelity, I think he'd be very loyal. On the other hand, I do think that Roderick will be helped by a period of more experiencing being in need, as well as helping others more tangibly than he had been given the opportunity while he was in his position in the castle. The captain of the guard, my words will be very few. In the most blunt terms, I will say that the captain, unfortunately, has proven himself to be quite the scoundrel. He speaks with a forked tongue, easily out of both sides of his mouth, and acquires whatever he desires in the most unobtrusive and dishonest manner. Speaking again to a property of Roderick that I think goes in his favour is that Roderick at least has the integrity to be straightforward. When he disagreed with Bertram, he told it to his face. He did not lie to him and pretend that changes were made and then act in the opposite accordingly. And so I think that speaks to Roderick's ability and capabilities, that at least he has honesty. Selfish, but honest. I would rather that than a man who pretends to be generous, but lies, and has no qualms in stabbing one in the back. As you will see, the captain has.
Indeed. With attacking his own defendant when his job is to defend him.
Precisely.
I mean, attacking his client when his job is to defend his client.
Well said. My words exactly. Regarding Bertram, I think that Bertram is a very trusting man, a very honest soul, and I think that Bertram felt horribly trapped in a situation that his frustration led him to not be able to perceive where he could speak. But to be honest, I'm not sure there was an opportunity for him to speak. And I felt that he felt trapped in fighting against a destiny that was imposed on him, that he did not wish to. He did not wish to become the king that his brother was, and his brother and others kept informing him that this was the only available opportunity and future for him. Any other type of king was unacceptable. And so Bertram was trapped. Who he wanted to be was impossible, and who he was being told to be was impossible. I think considering the extremely frustrating and strenuous position he was in, I think Bertram, again, to put it straightforward for the court, I think Bertram behaved most nobly. I believe Bertram can be relied on and thoroughly trusted, whether he is king, and, hopefully, whenever Roderick is able to return, Bertram is honest, loving, and loyal enough to not even allow Roderick, but even desire Roderick, to be king again. And for that, I commend Bertram most ardently. I hope that has answered your questions, Prosecutor. But those are my thoughts on the three men at hand.
It most certainly has, Medulla. If that's all you've got to express, you may step down. Speaking of Bertram, if His Majesty is in the room, I would like to call him to the stand to give his final thoughts on the whole thing.
All right.
After he produces the piece of evidence, after he looks at the papers and whatnot.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want him to do that, we'll probably have to wait till next time for that. We can start off with that. We're just past our half-hour point, so... But yeah, that's a good place to start.
I would say for next time, let's do the papers.
Okay.
Let's see if we can, if possible, conclude the whole business with Lady Vina.
Okay, that sounds great.
Let's have it go on for a tad bit longer, but it is getting close to wrap. It is getting time to wrap it up.
I beg your pardon?
Let's have it go on a bit longer, but otherwise it is getting time to wrap it up.
Oh, you mean for tonight?
No. I mean, like, the trial in general.
I gotcha. Yes. I definitely agree. I think we're getting very close to our verdict. Lots of evidence has been sorted through. It's been the case of the century.
Infendi, this has been the longest trial yet.
It has.
I sentence you. I feel like the captain of the guard should be stripped of his rank and given a longer prison sentence.
I think I am inclined to agree with that. Yes, if Madola calls someone a scoundrel, that's a pretty harsh statement indeed.
Yep. Pretty dang harsh.
Yep. It's coming to him.
A scoundrel. Scoundrel along with Vita and Bevel.
Oh boy. Prison's gonna be a fun place to be, I'll tell you what. With all those three there.
I almost feel like Bevel should get it slightly less than Vita.
I think I agree.
Since he didn't really do most of the stuff with Vina.
Yeah. She seemed to have been more the mover of the whole operation, and Mevel was a bit, a little weak-spined, but she seemed to be a very intimidating person anyway.
Indeed. But then the Osprey should definitely get a longer sentence.
Yes. He had devious intentions, to be sure.
Yep. And all within actually, the Osprey and Vina Metal will just go back to Narnia.
Yes,
the Narnian prison, and the Captain of the Guard would be secluded within his dungeon.
Yep. It's not gonna go easy on him.
Indeed. I'm not quite sure if we should put them next to each other. Put the Captain of the Guard, Roderick, next to each other.
I think that would be dangerous, yeah. I'm thinking, why don't we give Roderick the tower? That way he can be by himself.
He can be in the tower.
I think that sounds great, yeah.
Hey, then Bertram can be doing stuff, and then we'll have to ask Vina. Do you have any personal enemies?
You, she'll cry up.
I mean, like, it's getting time to kickstart another arc.
Oh. Well, this is crazy, Wimbles. I'm sure
the Narnia Avengers arc.
Oh, I see. That kind of crazy.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
But before that, we'll pay a trip to the Island of Beavers.
Oh, goodness. Just what Beaver wants.
The Scarlet Nurse. Eagle-eyed maiden.
Oh, gracious.
Eagle-eyed maiden. Captain Narnia.
Oh, boy.
Quick Platinum.
Why not? Why not? This is crazy.
And then there's Beaver Man.
The one, the only, the Beaver Man. No
but
confusion.
If you're not careful, it could be a Beaver Woman.
Oh, gracious. I don't know. Mrs. Beaver in a cloak. I think I could... Trying to envision Mrs. Beaver with one of those superhero cloaks.
I don't think she was. Yeah. Actually, she kind of, more or less.
I think Beaver there suits it very nicely.
Beaver Man's war cry would be, "I'll chew you to splinters."
That's really good. Yep, that's him.
I'll chew you to splinters. But yeah, this is really good.
Yeah, it certainly was quite the elaborate case.
Oh, I was thinking that we could try and have some of the villains attempt to get, like, the bad guy assemble some of these villains, breaks them out of jail to get the revenge.
Uh-oh.
But because Roderick's changed, he doesn't figure he's worth it.
I think that's right. I think the bad guys know it'd be a waste of time.
This is gonna be...
I think Vina would just be the frozen witch.
Probably, yes.
Or something.
Mm-hmm. Not sure how involved Mevil would be.
I think he could just be an angry Hulk or something.
True enough. Yeah, yeah.
Like, he relies on his height to... He relies on his anger and height to be able to beat battles, and if he's not big enough, he flees.
Yes, yes.
I wonder who the captain of the guard could be.
I don't know. I have to think about that one.
And of course, the Osprey would be Thanos.
Oh, good gracious.
Oh, God, he'll still exist by the time I'm done.
Oh, my. Well, he certainly seems to have the anger for it.
Yeah. Drafting an infinity gauntlet.
Oh, goodness. Well, listen, I should let you finish up your dishes.
Oh, right, yes.
Oh, no problem.
Thanks, Teresa.
Yeah, no
problem. I'll see you around.
Okay. Good night, Francis. See you around.
Indeed. And when we're done, we've got an arc to kick off.
We do. We sure do.
Well, we should get back to regular wimples, though. We've done more crazies than we have than we have regular.
This is true. Yes. Well, once we finish up, it seems like we probably have one or two more for the court case. So, yeah. at the very least, by that point, we can swap over to regular Wimples for a little while. Try to get a little further on that.
Indeed. I think that'd be good.
Alrighty. Wow, it's 11:30. I should probably pop off for now, but...
Yeah, sorry, yes. You go on ahead.
Oh,
sorry.
That's okay.
See you around.
All right. Good night. See you around. Bye.
Good night. Love you.
Love you too. All right, today is June 6, 2026, 11:34 p.m.